Hi guys, he's okay.
All right, sir.
No, sorry.
You feel you deserve at least a point?
Yeah, I do. I thought the first half, as I say, wasn't the way we wanted it, and it's been quite a difficult build-up to the game with injuries and whatever. So we never really get working in anything, because none of the boys training was waiting to tonight to even select the sides, you know. So I think you could see that in the first half, you know. I thought the second half were much better. There's a few incidents, as I say, I've not seen back, so I'd be loath to be critical. But the ones I do see is there should be a couple of bookings, especially against Kai early in the game and in the start of the second half, because that always makes it difficult for a defender then to watch his tackle and whatever, and it gives Kai that wee bit more space. So I think it's a bit unfair, because you can't keep checking them for the same things, you know. And as I say, I was disappointed at that. Penalty kick, I've not seen it, obviously. Craig Wigton's chance over her goal, I've not seen it. So, as I said, they're wee moments that you hope are going to go for you. But as I said, the second half, I thought they showed great guts, great determination. Thought we were going to go and win the game, but then Fonsi did bring a top class save out and obviously get us the point in the game. So I was delighted for him as well, because he's been fantastic.
The changes at the break as well seemed to give you a wee spark, Craig, and obviously Mark gave you quite lively when they came over.
Yeah, as I said to you, the problem was obviously, you know, but Saturday you weren't going to be fit enough to start the game, and it was how many minutes I could give them. I just said I had to use them, you know, but I had to put them on early because I needed to change the momentum of the game in that respect, and that's what we've done. And as I say, I've said that to all these boys, it's a squad that's going to get us results and performances, you know, because I've got enough players that can win games. I understand that, but as I say, we've got to try and do that. But as I say, just the start of the game in the first half, as I say, we knew we had to change. But as I say, circumstances probably dictated that, and I think it was a bit unfair. I couldn't be critical of the players, because it's easy when you're not talked about it or not showing them what you're wanting, and then you're asking them on a blackboard, which is not the same as practicing on the field. But unfortunately, between the game and Saturday and today, we couldn't do that.
So taking all that account, is that a good point, or is it 2 points
back? I think, you know, as well enough, I think I'm disappointed not to win the game. I'm obviously desperate to win a game, you know, with fantastic backing again. I know I have my critics, but fantastic backing for the supporters who are desperate for us to win the game. And I think they can see the spirit that the boys shown. They've never waned once, you know. And as I say, but even the boys trying to even go on the bench tonight, which I didn't think was going to be the case this morning, they decided to go on the bench and give it their all to try and play. And as I say, I think they deserve more than they're getting at this moment in time. But as I say, that's probably because I'm their manager. But I know how much they're putting in and how much sacrifice they're making trying to get that victory. And hopefully that's not too far away.
You can see just how much, obviously, the goal meant to everybody, not just the supporters, but the players. How big a turning point in the season could that potentially be for you?
Well, you're always hoping. As I say to you many times, you can't give people bags of confidence. Sometimes when you're playing poorly and you're winning, you think you're doing great, and it's vice versa. Some things you're doing really well in games, and you don't believe it because you're not winning, you know. And it's trying to give that we've got to show that to the players and show the things they're doing well, and if they do them other things better. We know we've got good players, and I've said that from day one. There's no getting away from that. We've got good players. I was delighted with Mark coming in tonight. I think he showed his experience, his aggressiveness at important times for us, you know. And as I say, but I thought there was a lot of good performances setting up. We know we've got a lot to improve in. We know we're doing that. But this, as I say, this was a tough game for us because of the situation we found ourselves in for the weekend. So great credit to the players. I've got to tip my hat to them. I'm just disappointed we never got the win for the supporters and for the players.
What does it say about Mark Connolly to be able to come in on such short notice and play in a game of this magnitude?
Well, that's the type you have. You've got to have one of those guys that's determined. And I think for young centre-backs, it's something for them to use, because I think we've got away from the fact that the most important thing for a defender is to defend. And I think you can see that on the first goal, you know. You've got to be able to defend 1v1s. You've got to be able to battle your corner. Mark does that. He's got a good voice on him. I think that's very important. And I think for young players, that's something they have to learn, because it's nothing they've been taught. The game's different in the later years. And I still think there's places for people who are proper defenders, who organise, cajole, go and put their head in, go and get their blocks in. And you can say that about them all. As I say, that's the thing I'm hoping he's going to bring to the group and learn. And I think you can see that tonight on tonight's performance.
How's Paul Watson?
He's just not available for tonight's game, you know. And as I say, that's that. And as you say, I thought there was going to be a lot more of them, but unfortunately, or fortunately, most of them could make it. So that's the situation on that.
Is it the sort of absence that will come out with the weekend? Or?
As I say, I'm not going to say too much on that at this minute in time.
Fair does.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.